You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition merit-based scholarships and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
We'll be right back. got to do something.
Absolutely.
You know what we got to do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
Foga!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to like me if you throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
It is Chat Lives Matter Day right here on KLRN Radio. I am Rick Robinson. He is Ordy Packard. He's the other half of the crew of the Robinson and Hordy show. For some reason, D is like completely opposed to calling you Hordy. I'm going to have to break him of that.
I think it's because he actually started the Ordy character. So, I
probably.
Don't know.
Maybe it's because we're disparaging his character. Who knows?
I don't know. Anyway. Really, it's disparaging mine. You know, it's just, I mean, let's call a spade here.
I mean, I'm not the one who spends most of my evenings behind the Circle K, so, you know.
You know? Moms need love, too. Just got to pay for it.
Okay, I'm just going to stop right there because I could keep going and I'm just not going to. All right, so anyway, welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. The Robinson Authority Show. We are live right here on KLRN Radio. We are America's podcast network. No, your ears do not deceive you. Yes, you did hear me first thing this morning, and I'm back again. Sucks to be you right now, don't it? Anyway, we are back. We are live. It's Wednesday night. G had a great show. Technical issues did not end it for us. We just put him on the phone because his Skype kept saying it didn't want to work, so I just called him. So if you missed that, make sure you go back and check out the podcast later. Ordy and I will be on for probably close to a little over an hour, maybe 90 or so. And then as long as my voice holds out, I do plan on doing it off the rails, even if it's a short one, because I haven't done one in forever. And I have lots of things that I want to rant about and don't really want to get into too much of them right now. But let's just say there are lots of little tiny webs that are kind of coming together behind the scenes that have made me really, really cranky over the last few days. It's actually been a while since I've been this mad about anything. And I don't know if maybe that's part of the reason why I'd kind of lost my shit a little bit last night on the air and had to wind up calling things off early, because, I don't know, dude, blood pressure spikes, panic attacks, stupid, the whole thing. And then it got up this morning and I was like, I am just mad about all this. But yeah, we'll get into that on Off the Rails later. So anyway, what do you got going on, other than listening to me continue to carry on about how sick I've been for the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, damn, dude. What... Well, while we're talking about sick, you know, one of the things that you and I, you know, a few other people talk about on Discord and a couple other places is creepypasta. With Mickey being sick, you know, he recently got turned on to creepypasta, so I've been sending it to him and he's digging it. So, yeah, if you got any good creepypasta, send it Mickey's way. But anyway, yeah, no, I'm just doing my thing, man. You know, I'm here. I'm like Ringo Starr. I'm just happy to be here.
Supplying all the love to all the moms behind Circle K.
Yeah.
For a fee.
You know, moms need love too. I mean, you just got to pay for it.
Do I even want to know what your going rate is?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, I think so.
See, I used to pay, but now I have to get a reputation, they pay me. Okay, so, all right. So, one of the best things I saw, two great things today. Well, actually, quite a few. Please hold. Okay. First thing is David French's Buyer's Remorse. Because after the... and we thought Obama was the divider in chief. Holy shit. Biden down in Georgia. I actually thought that meme said saltines for a second. But meme in the chat. Everyone's like, well, I thought Biden was, you know, really this, you know, healing the nation was in his soul. And nope, not so much. Now, if you disagree with him, you're a racist.
Well, isn't that just special?
Yeah, because that's the rules now. Yeah, and according to chat and math, Little Rants time 46 is a giant rat rant plus one. So there's your AOTR math for tonight. Yeah, no, David French is, I mean, he's got full buyer's remorse with, you know, oh, I thought he was better than this. No, you bought this ticket. Fly the plane, and yeah. Well, his rhetoric is unbelievably inflammatory. No, that's who he's always been.
You just weren't paying attention. You bought the ticket to this clown show. Now get your ass in the car and enjoy the ride, motherfucker.
Yeah, but hey, we don't have Orange Man giving mean tweets, so, you know.
Dude, you know, not to steal a line from somebody else's t-shirt, but I could really go for a mean tweet and $1.49 per gallon gas right about now. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit, right?
Jesus
Christ. I'm in California, man. $5 a gallon.
I drive a Kia Soul and it takes me $40 to fill up now.
Yeah, I filled up my okay, so some of you know that I'm starting a new job next week, and it was a the choice between two jobs, and both similar pay, similar benefits, and everything like that. One of them is a half hour away, and the other one's closer. And I realize that right now, and probably for the next 4 years, 1 week out of every four I worked to drive that 30 miles would have been set on fire in my gas tank.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, so it, with that, that made the math real easy on which job to take.
It's pretty bad when the current economic climate helps you kind of decide which job you're leaning towards. Because, hey, this one's 30 miles closer. Let's take that one.
Yeah, and because, I mean, in California, 30 miles is nothing. 30 miles is a trip to the gas station. I mean, you could that, you know, to paraphrase, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, you might think it's a long way down to the chemist, but that's just peanuts compared to space. I mean, 30 miles is nothing in California. And I mean, unless you're in Southern California, then that's a 6 hour commute. But yeah, I mean, really, when you're paying $5 a gallon of gas, that's significant.
I mean, 30 miles ain't nothing for around here either. Hell, the closest store for me is like 10 miles away. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, right. I mean, I get it. I got to drive 30 miles to get to anything worthwhile. But yeah, I mean, and that's part of the reason why I've been really happy that they continue to extend our work from home, because if I was having to drive to the city every day right now, I probably would have had to find a job closer to home.
I mean, the good thing is that because of the, I mean, well, whatever, good, what it, but because of the COVID, so many people don't want to go back to work that a lot of really, really good jobs have opened up because positions have shuffled. People have left the state because people are fleeing the state too. So it was like, I mean, I had a choice with my background of three really, really good jobs for the area. And like I said, the one that made the decision for me was the one that was closest to home.
Yeah, so just in case you didn't know, when Ordy talks about people fleeing the state of California right now, there are so many people that have left California that they didn't have any U-Hauls for any more trips.
Seriously, no, seriously. Okay, so I got a new bed for Christmas and a new mattress, and I was trying to just rent a U-Haul because I don't have a truck. I've got a, you know, an SUV, but shoving a queen-size mattress into that thing is kind of a bitch. So I just wanted to rent a U-Haul truck for a day. Just a pickup truck. There are none. None in my area. The nearest one was 3 hours away. So I said, okay, well, I'll just get an 8-foot trailer. Nope. Nope. Didn't have those. The only thing they had was one of the bigger trucks, and that was 2 weeks from now.
You know why? Because it was being driven back somewhere else, from somewhere else. That's why.
No, seriously. I mean, they're deadheading people to bring them back, too. You know, it's because there's no trucks in the state. You want to see something fun? Go on uhaul.com, rent a truck from, like, anywhere in California, just for fun. Just say you want to pick one up in, like, Fresno and move to Utah and see the price of that versus the price of the inverse going from Utah back to California. That'll give you an idea of how out of stock U-Hauls are in the state.
It's because everybody's fleeing. You know, the only thing that makes me really nervous about that is liberals are like locusts. They leave the place they've destroyed and then make the place they're moving to just like it, and then they leave after they've destroyed that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember who I was joking with about that, though. They were talking about, you know, in Californians, you know, don't come. And it's like, okay, you know, when Smirk and I did FUBAR. We were kind of talking about that. It's like, if I were to go to Texas, I could actually look somebody in the eye and say, I'm pretty sure I'm further right than you are. Anybody in the state of Texas, I can look them in the eye and say, I hate the government more than you.
That doesn't mean you're far right. That just means that you hate the government.
Okay.
Just saying. Well,
okay. Yeah, okay. Maybe farther right. No, because really that's closer to anarchy. Because, you know, the left-right paradigm of GOP and Dem, that's not it anymore. It's where you are versus authoritarianism, totalitarianism versus anarchy. And since I am, like, as far right as you can get without going completely autistic with voluntarism or something, that's where I'm at. If you know, those of you who are new to the channel, we'll take that bet. Those of you who are new to listening to me, I'm a minarchist. I'm not conservative. And that's the Night Watchman state. You know, should the government? No. Anything other than military and law, government has no place in it.
Well, I mean, if anything, all the little interesting things that are starting to leak out of D.C. over the last couple of weeks have probably reinforced your stance on that, because they're starting to make me feel exactly the same way. Dude.
Yeah, hi. What, can I interest you in our Lord and Savior Minarchy? And that's, you know, I am amazed on the January 6th Commission. Yesterday, if you haven't been paying attention on social media, you're lucky. So apparently now the entirety of the left wants to defend one of the Oath Keepers.
Oh, good God.
Because, you know, Ray Epps isn't a Fed.
Dude, don't even get me started on that. Oh, my God. So, first things first. Just because everybody says he's not, that's usually the first reason to think that they are. So, let me explain for a second, because here's the thing. Everyone else, for the most part, that was involved in the stuff that he's been involved in has been in solitary confinement since the day it happened, and he's out walking around. Somebody explain that
to
me.
less than he's done. They went on an unguided tour. They actually stayed within the velvet ropes. You know, QAnon Shaman was actually let into the building. He was outside telling everyone to go in. We need to go in, and we need to raid that capital, and we need to take over. And everybody's chanting no and fed at him. But what I love is because the January 6th Commission said, yes, he's not an FBI agent. Okay. That's fine. There's a whole bunch of other alphabet agencies that he could be a part of. Also, paid informants and agent provocateurs do not necessarily work for the agency. So does he have a paycheck stub from the FBI? Probably not. But is he being paid in cash, in Bitcoin, in any other number of ways? Maybe being an oath keeper, maybe he's run afoul of the law and he's, you know, getting a lesser charge for doing his little insurrection-y rhetoric. Absolutely.
Yeah, the whole thing is just asinine to me. So anyway, just for a second, back to this whole Lord and Savior minarchy. If I sign up, can I get the cool little Don't Tread on Me coasters?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. That actually comes as part of the introductory pack.
Cool. Just check it. All right. Yeah. Anyway. Is this guy specifically like a full-on FBI agent? Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares?
Right. Does he glow? Oh, yeah.
Is he some sort of an operative being used by someone within the government? Hell yes.
Yeah. No, that guy, I mean, he is super glowy. I mean, he's C. Montgomery Burns after, you know, walking out of the woods in the in the X-Files episode of The Simpsons.
I forgot about that. Whew, that's some glowing. That's some,
that's some glow. Whew. He's Chevy Chase in Modern Problems glowing.
I like it. Oh, sorry.
So. Yeah, so, and that's, you know, but now on all of social media, you have every fucking dem bot there is with the narrative that, you know, oh, you know, the January 6th commission said he wasn't a glowy, so he's not a glowy. Okay. What I love is it only took 1 year of Trump to turn the left into full-throated fucking statists. More so than, you know, your rank and file, you know, but I mean, all of them just went full fucking, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, interesting that you bring that up, because one of the stories that came out today was all about the inflation and how over the last year, you know, there's basically been a 7% increase in pretty much everything because of the policies and everything else that's happened and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So the first thing you hear the cauliflower in chief talking about today is how they need to nuke the filibuster because we need nationalized elections. So you want the government to take control of voting. Should we just, like, do the yellow or the purple thumbprint shit now?
Yeah.
Just, you know. Saddam had state-run elections. He was elected unanimously every single time. You know why? Because if you didn't vote for him, you got shot. That's what we want here.
Yeah. You know, Saddam always got 99% approval.
Well, yeah, because
he won with 99% of the majority.
Well, yeah.
But while you're talking about President Silver Alert, did you see his numbers from Quinnipiac today?
I didn't. No, actually, I hadn't seen the Quinnipiac poll yet, but I can imagine.
He's actually going for the record. He's got a 33% approval rating with a 53% disapproval. And that's across the board. That's that's a 3% decline since November. But he's got 34% approval on the economy with a 57% dis, 35% approval on foreign policy with a 54% dis. And response to coronavirus is 39%. He's 5 points lower than Trump. And imagine how hated Trump was about everything!
Oh. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you talked about it a little bit earlier. Even some of the people that were like full on, you know, Biden is going to be the best thing ever, have watched the Georgia speech and is like, what the fuck did we do?
I like too is that... Okay, so we were just talking about January 6th, 57% that it should never be forgotten. And I kind of agree with that, okay? I mean, I'm on the fence. I'm not, like, full-throated, oh, yeah, never forget 9/11. No, fuck you. But 38% say it's time to move on, and 44% say too much is being made of it.
You know why I say we should never forget it? Because it should become a federal holiday and I should be able to have lasagna for dinner
every January 6th. And that's what Smirk and I did when she was on Foo Bar. We were talking about, you know, we make it Insurrection Week where, you know, you decorate up the lectern and
yeah,
but you give increasingly, you know, improved gifts over, you know, you leave the Lego Capitol Hill building out so the ghost of QAnon Shaman can plan his assault. And, yeah.
Well, yeah, but when while we're decorating the lectern, you have to remember the life-size peppermint patty to go behind it.
Yes, you must, yes. It's another holiday that the Peanuts gang will own.
They own all the rest of them, why not? That was one thing I didn't really do this year, but Gracie's too small. I think next year I'm going to make sure I go find all the cool holiday stuff that I used to watch when I was a kid and have her watch it. She's still too small right now. Besides, she's all about being... All I heard all of Christmas was, Baby Shark Christmas!
Mm. Well, you know what sucks is that Apple TV has all the Peanuts shows right now. So you actually have to get Apple Plus to watch it, and who the fuck's going to do that? So that's why, if you wondered why on social media this year, you saw all the references to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and very few references to Snoopy and the Gang, because a lot of people just can't watch it, so it was out of sight, out of mind. It's not, I mean, when it growing up for me, I think it was one on CBS every year. You had the three of them. You had the Great Pumpkin, you had Thanksgiving, and you had Christmas, and that's the only reason why you watch CBS and it got Dolly Madison treats.
Pretty much. Oh, but yeah, so sorry, I was listening to Jeff apparently being confused about what time it was. Probably because he's heard my voice twice in two different time zones today.
That'd do it.
Especially after not hearing me for almost a year. It's like, wait a minute, did I sleep? Is it morning? did I sleep through? Oh, man. So, yeah, so needless to say, lots of things coming out in the news. Definitely going to dig in a lot more of those things on the next show, because it kind of gives me things that I need to talk about. But this is one of the things that I didn't want to talk about today, because guess what?
What?
U.S. Department of Homeland Security announces Climate Change Professionals Program.
Because, you know what, we got to get rid of those climate change amateurs. We got to go straight professional.
I know, right? No more climate change.
And I've been keeping my climate change amateur status for the Climate Change Olympics myself, but, you know.
I mean, I thought you had to have amateur status for the Climate Change Olympics. Did they change the rules on us again?
I think they did that when they did the Dream Team thing.
You know why they're moving from amateur to pro status?
What is that?
They realized Greta didn't cut the mustard anymore.
Oh, hey, Jeff, since you're up, I don't know if you saw on Discord, on that Weiss Thin client, that fifth screw was a bitch to find to crack it open to get the STD in it. Anyway, sorry, since Jeff was there, I wanted to throw that up.
I'm sorry, did you say STD? Screw? What?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I'm just like, did we just go into...
This is not the conversation you're looking for.
Didn't we just go into KLRN after dark and I missed it? All of a sudden,
there you go, Ron. The American version of Guy Fawkes Day. I'm a fan.
So...
Remember this 6th of January.
Oh, boy. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has announced a climate change professionals program meant to recruit federal employees and recent graduates to assist DHS in its efforts to adjust to climate change and boost resilience, according to the DHS. So we're now officially declaring climate change a security issue?
Okay, you know, they've been kind of dancing around that for a while. It's like, I mean, one thing, my shtick on social media is kind of doing the whole anti-climate change thing. And one thing that they will always, any protracted conversation about climate change where they don't just outright block me once I mention how bad solar panels are for the environment, one of the first things they'll do is they'll drop the Pentagon war game about climate change. You know, with seas rising or with food shortages or whatever. It's like, okay, that doesn't really impress me because they've also wargamed a zombie apocalypse. So, you know, and they really want to make it more than they want to make it. Oh, you know, the rise of terrorism, domestic terrorism, and, you know, it's a security threat because of reasons. Well, I mean, you know, 93% of the population lives on the coast, yes. And you know who did a really good job of figuring out how to mitigate that? The Dutch. Like 500 years ago.
You know how they fixed it?
Dykes. Lesbians. They put lesbians everywhere.
I was going to say, fingers and dykes. That's what they did.
So.
We're going to hell.
We're going to hell for that one.
We've been doing this kind of stuff too long, I think.
Yeah. Well, and you know what the thing is that, and this is, okay, going with last week, you and I did a juxtaposition on the dead internet, and how everything, you know, the internet is now just mostly bots rehashing the same conversation over and over again. And that's, you know, people ask you, how come you're arguing with all these, you know, low follower accounts? I always see you arguing with people with 50, 60, 70 followers. It's like, okay, they're not real. I argue with them more to hone my own arguments down. So that way, I mean, back in the day, you could only use 140 characters on Twitter. So you had to be very concise and precise. Now they've doubled that, so you can kind of dick around with it a little bit. But back in the day, not only did you have 140 characters, but anybody added in was taking that space too. So it got to the point where you just go, bitch. And that was the reply. But so that's because the internet is dead and it's the same arguments and fights and over again. I just use it to improve my rhetoric.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of me too, because, you know, everybody, you know, like the Joe dude that everybody's like, why do you always mess with him? Why not?
Yeah.
I'm at work. I'm bored. It's usually between calls. And I've also taken about 18 months off, so arguing with him is helping me get that part of my brain working again. Not only that, but it's just fun to you know, if somebody's going to keep feeding quarters into the dick punch machine, why not?
Yeah.
He's the one that keeps replying. I'll shut up as soon as he does. And I did, because he stopped replying.
Yeah. That's, yeah. The creepy fucks like that, I no longer entertain, because it hurts them more to ignore them, because they're desperate for attention. And that one is so desperate for attention, he followed us over to Getter.
Oh God, I actually haven't been on Getter much lately. I probably need to start getting on there a little bit more. I do have an account over there though.
Yeah, I use this argument. I've mentioned it a couple times, I think, on both shows with you last week. It's not enough to sign up on Alt Tech. You know, you can sign up on Rumble and BitChute and Gitter and Minds and MeWe. You have to use it. And I've been trying to get myself to at least post one meme, have one thing that crossed my mind, whatever. I try to post something on an album or, you know, reply to somebody. Yeah, you know, it's like Andrew Curmudgeon, he's really active. He's pretty active over on Minds too. He's posting a lot of stuff on Minds, so I know I can go over there and have an exchange with him. Or a friend of the show, Archer, he does a YouTube channel on modeling and stuff like that, and, you know, so I can have an exchange with him with, you know, or boost his most recent YouTube video, something like that. So it only takes a little bit of your time. You could go back to Twitter and all the fucking around and everything else we do with our friends over there. But just take a look, you know, because if you just sign up, there's still no, it's still a ghost town. You know, it's like Vincent Charles made the joke before we all kind of went and jumped on Gitter, was that, yeah, I'm over on Gitter with the tumbleweeds.
Wait, I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. You said Vincent Charles made a joke about what? I lost you.
Being over on Gitter with the tumbleweeds.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I missed the tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Part. Yeah, so it's just, you know, like I said, just go over there, post something real quick, and, you know, just give them some traffic. And then if everybody does that a little bit of time, then these alt techs will flourish.
Well,
and for some reason, Gitter still glows to me, and Lou and I talked about that with Jeff on Monday, but if they get DMs over there, I won't use them, but, you know, just throwing out a tweet every now and then, or post, whatever, that's fine.
Whatever they call them over there, because I know they're not called tweet. Yeah. I don't know, I mean, so. To me, it's just like the whole thing of, you know, everybody always talks about the next big thing, and then I get excited about it, and then, like, the... What was the last one that everybody started calling Red Twitter? And then turns out, it was basically like a bunch of like Saudi accounts and shit. Like, Parler. I'm done. I'm done.
I'm out. Yeah, that was Parler. And I think Dan Bongino was tied in with that somehow.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was one of the people that, you know, started helping try to push the funding and everything else. I still have an account over there, I think, because once you get on over there, you really can't make it go away. But I don't ever use it.
Yeah, it's on my phone, but I don't think I've ever logged in.
But, I mean, you know, I mean, Twitter wasn't, you know, absolutely amazing when it first started either. Like you said, when we first started using it, hell, if you got in a long enough chain, you were lucky if you could type five letters.
Yeah.
That's why all these abbreviations and shit started, because people were like, I got six letters left, what can I type?
Right. Bitch. Yeah, and that's all you, I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's where things, that, I'm pretty sure that's why the hashtag started in the first place. Like, fixed it for you, became Fiffy. Because by the end of the chain, that's all you could type.
Oh, and JC, Bongino was an investor over on Parler.
Yeah, the funny thing about that is they kept trying to say it's pronounced like the French word parlay, and I'm like, no, it's parlor.
No, it's parlor. Well, and okay, so along those lines too, so I talked about, you know, Minds and MeWe, and, you know, but also, you know, a lot of content creators are on BitChute, they're on Library, it has a different name, Odyssey, and Rumble, and, you know, you'll see Rumble used a lot too, especially on the right. But you know, if you have a YouTuber you watch, you know, like a good example of that is The Quartering. You know, if you watch him on YouTube, you could go watch him over on BitChute instead. I mean, it's the same video, but then you're supporting alt tech, and you know that, you know, not all of your content creators are going to be over there. So you go. I know it's a pain in the ass, but it's the only way you're going to make these other places successful.
But it's so much work, Ordy. Can't we just make it easy?
And well, yeah, and one of the things I like about Minds too is that, you know, it's, they don't have like the blue check thing over there. What they do is you sign up for VIP, which is like $6 a month or something like that. And in that, A, you don't get the ads, and B, you can boost your own post. Plus, they do a crypto thing over there where the more people who watch you, then or who, you know, the more interactions you get on your posts over there, then you can boost other people's content. You know, it's like you can take some of the tokens you get, and I could boost like yours, or I could boost a KLRN post, and, you know, so it's very closed system, because remember, if you're not paying for it, you are the content. You're the product if you're not paying to use something.
Pretty much. So what you're saying is all your Circle K videos are making use of coin over there.
Yes.
Okay. Here,
so, you want to jump on a break now, or?
Yeah, let's go ahead and grab a break real quick, because we're a little bit long anyway. Sorry, I got distracted with Jeff talking about boosting his own post. I was like, what? What am I reading, damn it? Why do people keep trying to mess with me tonight? Anyway.
Because it's fun.
This is true. All right. So, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep things going. And where... nope, that's not the one I was looking for. Damn it. Well, I said we were going to take a break. That'll work. This is one I think... this is one of the ones you gave me, so we'll use that one. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Eventually.
Iggy!
That's a leg.
You are listening to KRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out, Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers, people who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, the bright and hollow sky. You know it looks so good tonight. I am the passenger. I stay under glass.
Hey, look, it's Biden. He's the passenger while somebody else is hijacking all his shit. Welcome back to the program, right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rick Robinson. He's Ordy Packard, and you are listening to the Robinson and Ordy Show live on KLR Radio. It's Wednesday night. Hope everybody's having a great night. I haven't gotten to say this in a while, so Team No Pants! Just saying.
So, Team No Pants, Chat Lives Matter.
Because I'm currently in pajama shorts, so yes.
Yeah, you know, the one thing about that, too, is that, I mean, okay, yeah, it's Iggy's song. You can make the argument that Susie sang it better, but that bass line, they didn't hit that bass line that way.
Yep, nope.
So, if between the two, Iggy wins, just because of bass line.
Bass line wins the day every day.
I have spoken!
I am the Ordy. Hear me roar.
So, Team Know Nothing. Wait, that one's... Anyway.
Wait, are you joining... Wait, sorry. So you're joining the Biden administration? I knew you said you had a new job, but I didn't know it was that one. How are you going to do the commute?
Air Force Two. They pick me up with the Chief Marshal of the SCOTUS every Thursday.
Oh, this explains so much. Just saying.
Yes. Yes. It's all been a front.
You're really the guy pulling Biden's strings, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Because you know me. I'm all about Build Back Better.
Owned by with the Circle fire. No, you are all about Build Back Better, but only behind the Circle K.
Yeah, with fire. What are you watching now, man?
Honestly, let's see. I still,
no, lie to me.
No, I mean, I still haven't. One of the things I've been trying to do is get into this season of The Witcher. I haven't been able to do it yet. I keep falling asleep on it, so I'm going to have to come back to that one, I think. I have been keeping up with The Expanse. I'm pleasantly surprised so far this season, because last season I wasn't a huge fan, and no, I didn't ever go back and rewatch it like I said I was going to, because I don't...
You should.
I don't like Naomi's character enough.
I don't like her either, and, you know, the fact that, you know... Okay, nothing kills a boner like Naomi on the same screen with Drummer. Drummer is hot as... Anyway. Sidebar on that. When you go back and watch last season again, and then you know that, okay, I can just skip through the Naomi part of the story, it's really good.
I mean, I probably will eventually. I'm just not right now. Honestly, I found it, and I don't know if I've talked, I don't remember if I talked about this the last time we were on together or not, but you know me, I'm on a quest to find, you know, free or cheap streaming TV. So one of the ones that, you know, that's been hanging around for a while and I've never really bothered to check too much of it out was Pluto TV. So now that I have a Fire Stick on my TV, I have Pluto on there, I have IMDTV on there, and there's a few other ones. Well, in between the IMDTV and the Pluto TV, they have all these streaming channels now, and they're like dedicated streaming channels for the most part, where it's like just one specific show. They both have a classic Doctor Who channel, and it's a different channel. At first I thought it was the same one, because I was like, wait, that's classic Doctor Who too. So I clicked on it, and it was a completely different episode, so I went back to the other one, and it was a different episode, and I'm like, holy crap, this is like every classic Doctor Who ever. They just play it on a loop. This is awesome. And it's free.
Okay, so you can't go and pick which one you want to watch. It's, you're obviously watching what in the order that they want, but they still have the, you know, it goes from Hartnell through Baker and Peter Davidson and everything?
Yeah. When I first turned it on, it was Baker. And Jesse's like, isn't that the doctor that you used to try to get me to watch? And I'm like, yep. She's like, yep, still don't like him.
Okay, but you can act. Can you go and pick episodes? Or, or are you just like, whatever they happen to be showing in that time block?
Whatever they have. So far, it's whatever they happen to be showing in that time block.
Okay. So how is Pluto, by the way? Because I've been leaning towards, again, it's like, you know, you and I have been talking about cutting the cord for a while. And I just don't want to jump on the... I figured out how to watch the Winter Olympics because NBC has its own app, and then you can get Peacock as well. So between the NBC app that gives you USA, Sci-Fi, and some of the others, but and then you get Peacock as the premium, you'll be able to watch the Winter Olympics pretty much uninterrupted without TV. So who's Pluto owned by? What's their...
I believe, based on one of the disclaimers that I saw, because, you know, it's one of the ones that has the One America News Network on there, one of the disclaimers basically... Because they'll actually completely remove one of the commercials and put like a 30-second banner up that says the following program does not necessarily reflect the views of the owners of Pluto TV or CBS Viacom.
Okay, so it's CBS Viacom. All right. Okay. So what NBC.com app does leading into the Peacock, Pluto does leading into Paramount Plus is what they call it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So, all right. Got it. Because, I mean, I know there's Sling, but Sling is expensive and inconsistent.
Yeah, and, well, and that's been my thing too. Is, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, you should do YouTube TV, or you should do the Hulu streaming, or you should do this. Like, by the time I pay for all that shit, I'm paying the same thing I'm paying now. I mean, hell,
right? And you're not doing the a la carte thing, which was the whole idea behind streaming. The thing that we loved about streaming.
I mean, and honestly, and you know, my recovery kits are coming next week because I finally just told them. I said, look, I'm done because, you know, I'm going to get an antenna put in to, and just, you know, get one of the set-top boxes so I can still get local weather when I need to. But hell, I can watch that on my phone. So, I mean, I'm not even really that worried about that. But it's just, you know, just for safety's sake. But, you know, in between the little $25 one that I found, the Peacock, which I pay for the lowest package for, and the couple of ones the kids pay for, if, I mean, I'm basically getting everything that we watch right now that I'm paying $170 a month for, plus everything else that I'm paying for. If I get rid of that $170 a month, I'm paying $60 a month, and I watch anything I want.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and this kind of goes with the thing that, you know, we talked about on Cyber Chill on Monday, because when, you know, once we get Musk in our area, I'm obviously going to switch, but I'm going to keep, because one, I'm pretty sure he's going to have data caps, even though he says he, you know, they'll be, you know, you, it'll be hard to hit him.
No, we'll hit him. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, we're not fucking normies, but you know, so I'll obviously be keeping a spillover ISP, and so, you know, we were talking about it on Monday. These VPN boxes that Lou and I found, and we turned Jeff onto as well, and that those are specifically designed for people who like who live in the sticks and have multiple ISPs. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
the thing, Al, with your thing, in my case, I don't have local stations because I've got 400 miles between me and the next town. So, unfortunately, and I'm in the valley, so I can't pick up anything on air.
Yeah, and I mean, the other thing is, and I was talking about this, you know, the funny thing is, back in the day, you used to have to crack the Fire Stick. Now you can just go check a box that says, I want to download apps that aren't from Amazon.
Right.
So I guess they gave up that fight, because it used to be like a 14-step process to do that. And I was going through, I was like, wait a minute, they have a developer mode now? When did they do that? So I turned it on and it says, this will authorize the use of apps that are not available on the Amazon store. Do you wish to continue?
Yes.
Hell yes. Thank you.
No, and that's... Yeah, if you remember a few years back, Jeff and I were talking about where they during Prime Day they had their 7-inch Kindles or their 7-inch Fire tabs for like $30, or I think it was even less than that. It was like $19, $20, something like that. So I mean, you could you'd have to go, you know, hack them so that way you could go to the Google Play Store instead. Same thing now. When you get a new one, you don't have to hack it. They just you, like you said, you go into developer mode and you can go get apps that aren't.
So, yeah, so now even things that I didn't think
of... Hang on. Jess, we were just talking about something you would have been interested in since you didn't get to finish it. They have the old Doctor Who's on IMDb TV and on Pluto TV. Because she got as far as like halfway through Tom Baker and then lost access to BritBox.
Yeah, the funny thing is, and I think that's what they're doing. Because it actually shows it at the end of every episode, and that's why I think they're just streaming them over and over and over again. Because at the end of every episode, it says brought to you and provided by BritBox. So I think they're actually pirating the BritBox shit, but I don't care.
Well, you know, if it's on a FAST, which is free ad-supported television, you know, that's what IMDb Plus is a FAST. So with that, that's kind of, that is advertising, brought to you by BritBox.
Yeah, it could be. So. I don't know. But yeah, I was just, I mean, you know, granted, I wish I could go in and actually pick the ones that I want. But the funny thing is, I thought I had seen, and this is either going to wind up being one of those CERN moments or something, because I thought I had seen every Tom Baker episode of Doctor Who, and I was wrong. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't remember this episode. And the funny thing is, either I'm misremembering or they've done something, because I remember his scarf being a particular set of colors, and the parts that I was watching the other day, the scarf wasn't the right colors, and I was really confused by that.
Like, check your color contrast.
No, I did. But yeah, so
because I know it went brown, yellow, I think.
But see, that's just it. In this one, in the ones that I was watching, it was still a really long scarf, and it was brown, but it didn't have any yellow. It was red. I'm like, what? That's not that.
Nope, that's wrong. But CERN, fuck you, CERN.
But that's Tom Baker. I recognize the hair because when I was a kid, I always used to confuse him with the painter dude because their hair was similar.
Okay. Anyway, but, Bob Ross.
Yeah, pretty much.
Tom Baker, Bob Ross. Yeah, I mean they were all on PBS. So.
PBS Afro, you know. I was a kid. What do you
PBS
know?
White Afro.
Yeah, things you didn't really see very much in the '70s. A white Afro.
No, they were everywhere.
Oh, got myself dying over here again.
Don't do that. CERN is not incident. Incident, innocent. God damn. I forgot to take a allergy tab before we came on, so I'm kind of... Anyway, and you're dying. So,
that's because I realized I didn't take an allergy tab, so I took one on break a second ago, so now it's trying to kick a bunch of stuff out, so... what have you been watching?
I've been catching up with The Expanse. Like you, I've been trying to get started on The Witcher, and it's just kind of like, it's not that I don't want to, it's that I just, until The Expanse is over, I don't think I can mentally commit to two shows at once, because that's kind of, you know, how I stream now. But, what have I been watching?
Who knew you were a streaming monogamist?
I am.
You're such a...
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean that's kind of like the, you know, you should piss people off because that's how I was about video games, too. You know, it's like we'd be playing an MMO, and because I only have time in my life for one MMO at a time, I'd just become hyper-focused with that, and if I went to another one... That'd be the last, you know, it's like when Star Wars Galaxies came out, I just pretty much abandoned EverQuest 2. So it was, and, you know, even though it was the same guild and the same people playing it, they're, you know, like, hey, why don't you come play every, you know, we're going to do a raid in EverQuest 2. No, fuck you, I don't have time for that. I'm playing Galaxies. So, ain't nobody got time for that.
I mean, honestly, I'm the same way. I mean, that used to be my time suck was video games, and then I started doing all this stuff. So, yeah, I don't really have time.
I can do both
anymore. Well, I mean, I could, but you know, I think that's part of the reason why the wife left. Because now I can't. I don't have enough time.
But because I am getting used to a new schedule for work, I've been kind of like not watching anything that. Is going to keep me more than for an episode or two. So I've been kind of bouncing around some Eurekas and getting back because I never did finish Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, just kind of getting...
I forgot you hadn't finished it yet.
Yeah. So like one of those here, one of those there. If I'm tired, I'll just throw on a Eureka or a Warehouse 13 or something and,
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things my doctor yells at me about all the time. You know, you really shouldn't have all this blue light stuff on when you're trying to sleep and blah, 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 blah. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, JC, yeah, you nailed it. I'm not a fucking casual. That's just it. When I commit, I commit.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know. But, I mean, honestly, my go-to for the longest time was the MMO version of Knights of the Old Republic. I absolutely loved that, and then they took it free to play and fucked it all up.
Yeah, that was I played that one forever too. That was a Swatter, Star Wars: The Old Republic. Yeah.
Some of the storylines they have in that would put Disney to shame.
See, and that's the thing. That was BioWare, and then when EA bought it and made it free to play. They did. They still did a couple good storylines, like Into the Ravan expansion and stuff like that. But I did like how every class had its own unique storyline. You would all go and do your thing together, but then, you know, it's when it came time to go get your mission for the, you know, or whatever, then it was, you know, you had different goals as a bounty hunter or whatever. And the one thing I didn't like about that was they did space flight on rails. That was boring as fuck. Yeah, so that was when I was like, just not interested.
Yeah, that part was annoying. But I don't know. I've always been like huge Star Wars, Star Trek guy, and when those MMOs came out, I got really excited, and then they tanked them, and I was like, bastards.
You know, the one that breaks my heart the most is they were going to do an MMO of Stargate.
Dude, they were like hyping that thing for like 3 years and putting out all these, you know, sneak peek videos. This is what it's going to look like. This is what you can do. And then it was like, that company went out of business, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. So, but you know, just again, and this is not just specific to this company, because this happens all the time. Like, one of the big secrets that came out when Garibaldi went to, well, not Garibaldi, what the fuck was the Scottish doctor's name? I'm forgetting his actual last name. Capaldi, that was it. When he went and did, I don't know why I called him Garibaldi, but when he went and did the Marvel movie, all these secrets came out about Doctor Who, about how, you know, even though it's like the BBC's biggest straw, it had no money. And so, yeah. But I was thinking about that when, you know, the studio behind Stargate went out of business. I'm like, how the fuck? But then I realized they were doing the same thing. They were taking all the money the Stargate was making and funneling another shit that was going tits up after 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, that, I mean, it was MGM. I mean, MGM really hadn't done anything aside from Stargate, really, that would was earning them a lot of money for quite some time, so.
Or you got too close to reality, you got shut down. Crow, you are absolutely,
yeah, that's it.
You are absolutely right about EVE Online. That is probably one of the only fully sandbox MMOs that I actually really did enjoy playing.
God damn, that game.
To a point. My problem was, every time I got to the point where I started to feel like I could run with the big boys, I'd get owned. And I was like, you know what, I'm really tired of having to rebuild my shit.
You know, EVE Online was specifically designed for something awful. That was designed for the goons. I'm sorry. That game was just, I loved it. I thought it was great. But that was Goon Swarm all over it. And if you don't know what Something Awful is, then you haven't been on the internet for very long. They were the original shit posters. In fact, I mean, when you look at like old internet creepypasta or things like that, it'll all go back to, the only thing that still has it archived is the Something Awful forums. $10.
Nice.
And that is the only nice thing you will ever hear me say about Something Awful. Bye.
Dude, that was actually one of the first MMOs I really got into besides War. Or WoW, not War. But yeah, and WoW was actually the first one. My wife was still pissed off at me when I started playing that game. But I mean, at that point, I was running my own business, and half my team was playing it. So it was just something that, you know, we could do in the off hours as kind of a team exercise, even if we weren't in the same place. And honestly, believe it or not, I played it with the six guys that I did Fugitive Recovery with. Because it actually helped us learn how to work together better as a unit, because we were always running together online. But yeah, so I mean, and anytime you're on that damn video game again, and that's I don't know. I think that was one of the things that eventually killed my marriage. My wife had absolutely no hobbies. None.
See, and that's just it, because if they don't have a hobby, and, you know, I remember you trying, too, because it's like, hey, you know, do this, and then, you know, we can work on it. If they don't have a hobby to keep them occupied, then you are their hobby. And while that sounds great at the beginning, after 5-10 years...
After 22. You know. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a fantastic game, and that was, still is, really. I mean, it's one of those that it was an internet phenomenon. I mean, everybody talks about WoW or EverQuest, but really, EVE has stood the test of time.
Oh, there was actually a reason I brought it up, because the EVE purists are pissed as fuck right now.
Yeah?
They're doing a Doctor Who crossover.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, all the EVE purists are out there going, what the fuck are you doing to my game? Blah, blah, blah. Now, the funniest thing is, you know, and keep in mind, we're talking about, this is happening like right now. So this should technically be in the most recent iteration of Doctor Who, which would be Baker's Doctor, the graphic of the Doctor's wearing a bow tie. Which means they're going
that all, was...
they're going all the way back to Matt Smith, so two Doctors ago.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know. To me, I thought it was funny that, first of all, everybody that's like, you know, a Doctor Who fan is like, oh my god, this is amazing, and everybody that doesn't really know who Doctor Who is, that's an Eve purist, is like, this was a universe all to itself, and now you're screwing it up, and blah, blah, blah. I'm just thinking, you know, not really, because Doctor Who goes everywhere.
Well, and that's the thing, is that, you know, in Doctor Who, there is no canon. It can go everywhere, and to any, it can go, but just because you can doesn't do something doesn't mean you should, especially when you have done to your own franchise what you have done over the last couple years, and few years, and not everybody wants your shit. They don't want your peanut, they don't want your chocolate in their peanut butter.
But yeah, so, well, the interesting thing is, you know, watching the older Doctor Who's, speaking of there being no canon, you are absolutely correct, because that story has changed so much over the years. Like, remember how I told you there were Baker episodes that I obviously didn't remember? Because I could have swore I'd seen them all. There are episodes where he is actually traveling with another Time Lord.
Romana.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, but interesting sidebar, that was actually Tom Baker's wife for a while. But yeah, no, that's, yes, she was a Time Lord.
But they kept referencing, you know, exiled Time Lords, and they were going to go back to Gallifrey and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, how are they going back to somewhere that was either put in a time lock or destroyed?
But it wasn't at that point. That was not during the Tom Baker years.
I understand.
Gallifrey was still very active during the Tom Baker years.
I understand that, but if you look at the timeline now, they've rewritten the entire thing because the original Doctor is the one that actually originally destroyed Gallifrey until they figured out how to save it.
Yeah, Chris Chibnall needs to die. I hate him so many. And I don't know how Moffat's going to unfuck that show. I really don't.
Well, no, I mean, that some of that is actually during the Moffat times, because that was back when Tennant was on the way out. They did the whole episode where all the Doctors were in the same place at the same time, and then they showed it going back to the original Doctor, which, again, this goes back to the whole thing we were talking about the other day, how James Bond became James Bond, and how it actually really wasn't that way. The original Doctor Who wasn't even from Gallifrey. He was from Earth. let all that percolate around in your head for a while. But yeah, so at some point they rewrote the entire thing, and then it became the original Doctor wound up being the one that originally they thought destroyed Gallifrey. Turns out he found a way to save Gallifrey when everybody was working together to do it. But none of that makes sense if Tom Baker's running around with other Time Lords, because that would be impossible. I blame CERN. I blame CERN. But, you know, the other thing about that is, it is still possible, because if you think about it, anytime anybody goes back in time, technically they're starting a whole new branch. So the Baker time frame could be slightly different and askew, because who knows? Maybe the original Doctor didn't go back and actually destroy Gallifrey until years later.
I hate this timeline. And no, CERN is not innocent. And Tom Baker had yellow in his scarf.
We're being called nerds. Or I think I'm being called nerds.
I know, it's a nerd fight. You act like you're new to the show.
What is this CERN is innocent bullshit? When did Jeff become a traitor?
Jeff is a CERN apologist now.
I hope they're giving him some good, you know, Bitcoin or something.
So... yeah, so, you know, like I said, I've been going back and, you know, just watching some Eureka, some Warehouse 13. Nothing that's really going to hold my interest and keep me up until I get adjusted to the new schedule.
Jeff, I only hope you're selling your soul for more than Kraft mac and cheese, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Why? That's just, you know, Hot Pockets.
Well, I mean, Hot Pockets is a step up from Kraft mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Or at least a parallel step from...
Oh yeah, that's right, when he did the show on CERN and that, yeah, okay, Because when he just he was talking about how Reagan was actually how the Large Hadron Collider would have been in Texas, and that's the one that they actually started building in Texas, but it was defunded. But yeah, that was a Reagan era project.
So what you're saying is there's a timeline where that was funded and the entire planet got swallowed by a black hole.
Sure. Yeah, we had to settle for CERN. So, yeah, I mean, but no, it is because you got those smarmy French over there trying to bring back Nelson Mandela. That's where it all went wrong. You know, if they were trying to bring back Reagan, we wouldn't be having this Mandela effect thing. We'd be having the Reagan effect, which would be awesome.
We would call it the trickle-down.
Trickle-down effect.
The trickle-down effect's at it again.
Which, yeah. Well, Jeff, there's fodder for your show now. You can do the what ifs on, you know.
So you could
be fun.
Could you imagine if there were two colliders and they fired up at the same time? I'm thinking that might be an end times event.
Might finally get weird enough for me.
I don't know, dude. The climate we're in right now is pretty damn weird. I'm just saying. Yeah. All right. Anything else you want to talk about on the way out?
Let's see. We talked about Doctor Who on that. Send Mickey your creepy pastas while he's sick. And that's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and cut you loose, and then I'll see if I can get in at least an hour on rails if my voice holds out, because I got lots of stuff to rail about, so we might as well. Got nothing else going on. I haven't done one of those in forever. If I don't drop one soon, iHeart's going to be like, fuck you.
Yeah, so you better get on that.
So, yeah, anyway, so we're going to get out of here. For those of you hanging out for the late shift, stay tuned. I'll be back in probably five or so after I get things reset. And we're going to talk about all the little threads that are starting to come unraveled from DC and paint an entirely different picture about what the hell we've been watching. And most of us probably didn't even notice. But I'm Rick Robbins, and he's Ordy Packard. We will be back with you next Friday night for Juxtaposition. I'll be back with you here in just a minute, and then I'll be back again tomorrow morning. And then I think you have Culture
Shift. I got Culture Shift. Yeah, I got Culture Shift tomorrow, and I will be on the other side of the mic and chat in a few minutes.
All right, so we are going to get out of here. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of your Wednesday night, for those of you hanging out with me. If it's too late for you, what's the matter with you? Stay up for a little bit longer, we'll hurt you. But if you got to go, I'll completely understand. We'll just make fun of you in the chat. But we'll be back in a bit, so don't go away. Sorry, try that again. I jacked it up too high.
I gotta pee.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it back down. I thought it was relevant.